Yeah.
He got him another one.
It's like life just throw you through a loop sometimes. But through all that shit, you just gotta figure out how you gonna deal with that type of situation at that moment. Yeah.
Oh boy, they can't keep it in order. Young boy caught him slipping, popped him right on the corner. Oh lord, why that boy had to get him? Oh dog, this the life of a man. This look, loading the Smith and he cocky, gripping his fingers inches. No second guessing, cause he already made his decision. And he ain't leaving the witness. Middle finger, fuck a damn co-defendant. This the life of a man.
Look, now there's a story about Ricky and Jimmy. A set of twins growing up inside a wicked city. Live with their mom, but she a fiend, strung out on dope. Father locked up in the system and they don't even know. The life they live fucked up, but they learn to cope. Raising each other was the only way of keeping hope. Ricky running the streets, so he's posted by the stove. Jimmy play ball and he wanna make it to the pros. Ricky trapping, he making money, backing up them grounders. Jimmy up early, 2 days, and he ain't missing practice. They trying to make it, trying to survive through all the madness. Live their life outside of school and go to all their classes. Early that day, a couple niggas was plotting, talking about when they catch Ricky, they gon' snatch off his pockets. As long as they stick to the plan and everything go solid. And when they done run to the spot and they gon' split up the profit. Later that day, Jimmy on his way home from practice. Headphones in his ear, but he really up for a challenge. So he gon' hit the park, hoping he can catch us some action. But little did he know some crazy shit about to happen. Some niggas hop out the cut and start upping. Told him to give it up, he like, man, I don't got nothing. Pussy nigga, quit bluffing. Other homie ain't talking, he really ain't for discussion. Fuck it, man, air him out. He squeezed the trigger and bust him. Paramedics and cops were on the block and Ricky had seen it. He got to the scene, he broke down, he couldn't believe it. His own brother laying in blood and bullets seeping through his flesh. His best friend gone and now he heated. Few hours later, Ricky at home smoking and thinking. He trying to figure out if someone that heard it or seen it. Couldn't stop thinking about it, the whole thing got him steaming. He rolled up another blunt and then his phone started ringing.
Hey bro, what's I'm up? Really sorry about your situation.
Thanks,
but
bro.
Check it, I overheard your name in the conversation.
Shit,
I guess some niggas thought they killed you after they tried to shake
real?
It. But shit, I know where they be at, I'm about to send the location.
Bet. Location came through, he loaded the 40, ready to ride. Homicidal thoughts play through his mind, then they rewind. Get outside the spot, plotting on how he getting inside. He put his hood on and start creeping up on the side. He ain't got nothing to lose, so why not take it further? They took his best friend, so he gon' make their family suffer. Kicked down the door and got him down before they even took cover. He cocked the 40 back and told him, man, this shit for my brother.
Oh boy, they can't keep it in order. Young boy caught him slipping, popped him right on the corner. Oh lord, why that boy had to get him? Oh dog, this the life of a man. This look, loading the Smith and he cocky, gripping his fingers inches. No second guessing, cause he already made his decision. And he ain't leaving the witness. Middle finger, fuck a damn co-defendant. This the life of a man. This
life of a man. This the life of a man. Oh boy. Oh dog. Loading the Smith and he cocky, gripping his fingers itching. No second guessing, cause he already made his decision. And he ain't leaving the witness. Middle finger, fuck a damn co-defendant. This the life of a man. This.